Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's back after the holiday break. We're talking about United Way Perth Huron. We're going to get a campaign update and more with Liz Cooper. And we're also thrilled that Michelle Cutts from ShelterLink Youth Services joining us this morning as well. Of course, we got coldest night of the year coming up in February. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Liz Cooper, we're back after the holiday. Oh, I can say Happy New Year, too.
You sure you can? I think one more day, okay. I think you can still say it. Yeah, Happy New Year to you. I think it's okay. I think you're okay. It's not a full week, is it? Yeah, it is.
Fair enough. We haven't seen each other for a while, We're back with a campaign update.
That's right, and I'm thrilled to announce that we are at 55% of our goal. Thank you. So this means we've raised $1,400,000. So awesome. We are on the north side of 50%, and that is good at this time of year for United Way Perth Huron. Yeah. So if you go downtown, have a look at that lovely thermometer. We should be part of Lights On, don't you think? Because it does, right? We should, right? Right? Let's make that light. Let's light another bulb.
We'll do the disco at the thermometer.
Sort of thing. There you go. Let's try and light that 60% before Lights On is over. So that's awesome. We're doing great. We're on par. Every gift helps ensure we can be there for more local people in their time of need. Of course, the postal strike didn't help us at all in December, but things are coming through now.
I'm starting to get my December bills.
So yes, things are coming in now, and of course you can donate online. That's the easiest way to do it. You can give through your credit card online at perthhuron.unitedway.ca to give, and you can drop off the old-fashioned way if you still have checks to our offices at 32 Erie Street in Stratford.
Perfect. And let's talk about in terms of Pass the Bucket, because that's coming up. We don't want to forget about mentioning
for
that.
For sure, yes. Next Friday night, so Friday, January the 17th, at the Warriors game, they're playing the KW Siskins, and we're going to be passing the bucket through the audience during the first period. So bring your loose change, bring your $5, $10 bill, whatever you've got in your pocket, and throw it in the bucket as our volunteers pass it through the audience. That is, Friday, January the 17th at 7 p.m. And also our co-chairs, John Wolf and Kristen Sansbury, will be dropping the ceremonial puck that night.
Oh, very good.
So they're quite excited about that.
That's going to be a great night. Thanks for that. Let's get to Michelle Cutts in with ShelterLink Youth Services. Michelle, it's great to have you in. Of course, we're going to be talking about coldest night of the year that's coming up. But let's remind people about ShelterLink Youth Services, what it's all about.
Yeah, we're the only youth shelter actually in all of Perth County, and we actually had a fantastic 2024 thanks to a lot of donations that came through the coldest night of the year. You know, we have, you know, really great funding from some of our partners like United Way and like the City of Stratford and Home Depot and Ontario Trillium Foundation, but we could not do this without coldest night of the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in 2024, we had 312 youth that we served. So a lot of youth kind of is in need right now. And the really great thing about something that we've expanded at ShelterLink lately in the past year is our outreach services. And really that means what we're helping is reaching youth who are at risk of being homeless and preventing them from having to ever go to a shelter. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a great facility, but still going to a shelter can really, you know, hurt someone's mental state and really hurt their confidence and challenge them and put up barriers. So being able to kind of divert them from ever going to a shelter is huge.
Yeah.
And we really could not do that without Coldest Night of the Year funding.
All right. Well, let's talk about Coldest Night of the Year. It is coming up in February, and it's always a ton of fun. Now, Liz, get us all the details.
It is. It's 40 days until we walk. So it's Saturday, February the 22nd. And so new this year for the walk, instead of being up at Upper Queen's Park, the walk is going to be down on the Lakeside Drive parking lot, the lower parking lot where the Stratford Festival patrons would park during that season, right across from Tom Patterson Island.
Yeah, so right along the river there. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, so we can be right down there with the walkers. So the walk begins at 5 p.m. and we walk around the river a couple of times. And then when you come back, you get a lovely bowl of soup from Soup Surreal, courtesy of them. And hot chocolate will be provided by Features Restaurant this year.
Fantastic. Yeah, and of course, again, it's Stratford Connection Center and ShelterLink Youth Services with this event.
Yeah, it's both partners that we are splitting the funds with. So, you know, we have 37 teams already. Last year we had 70, so we're already halfway through getting our teams. And you know what? We're already second place in all of Canada right now for the number of walkers.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
So Stratford brings... Wow. The heat to the coldest night of the year.
Fantastic.
It's a great community event, and we can't wait for more people to sign up. The top five teams right now are Team Nader, Team Haggis, the ShelterLink Sprouts.
Nice.
So, Michelle, thanks
great.
So much. Pursuit Climbing and Reclaim and Rise Counseling are the top five teams so far. And I love when people come up with fun names for their teams. That is what we look for. And Libro put in a team the other day, and it's called Libro.
Very good.
Right? Brr. very clever. Love that. Keep it up.
All right. And again, all for a great cause for Stratford Connection Center and for ShelterLink Youth Services. Again, with Michelle Cutts with ShelterLink Youth Services. Really, as you touched on, ShelterLink Youth Services is here for young people, here for youth, but it's also kind of making that transition, if you will, out of homelessness or out of shelter.
Absolutely. So we do have, you know, a housing first approach, which means that really our main focus of when a youth comes into shelter is finding them stable housing as soon as possible, and then supporting them afterwards. It's not like a see you later goodbye. There really is a post-shelter program that we do in partnership with CIS that also just supports youth, you know, the 6 months, year, 2 years even, after they've been in shelter, to make sure that they're continuing to have that stable housing and continuing to finding the supports they need, whether that's food bank support, food security support, finishing education, employment opportunities, or even some help with counseling or addiction or anything like that.
Again, it's coldest night of the year. Be a part of that. It's Saturday, February 22nd. You can go to cnoy.org, or you can go to the United Way Perth Huron website and get registered for that. And Michelle, again, speaking of some of the outreach things, again, with ShelterLink Youth Services, there's peer-to-peer support group, which is starting January 13th, and that's happening at the local community food center. So
yeah,
that's a great thing.
It's a brand new program that is supported through funding from the coldest night of the year, as well as the Ontario Trillium Foundation. You don't have to necessarily have been homeless or be in shelter to be a part of the peer-to-peer support group. And we are looking for youth that are kind of ages 16 to 24. But if you're a little bit outside of that age group, you know, absolutely still drop by the local on the 13th at 3:30 next week. We'd love to see everyone.
Yeah, and dinner at 4:30. So what a great way for youth to get together too and have some social time. That's very important.
Absolutely.
All right. If they want to find out more about ShelterLink, what's the best way?
ShelterLink.org.
All right. And Liz Cooper, if they want to find out about United Way Perth Huron, make a donation.
You bet. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca.
All right. Liz Cooper and Michelle Cutts, thanks so much for the details. And I know it's feeling like the coldest night of the year already,
yeah,
but it's coming up in February. Thanks again.
You bet.